The Holy Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was a kid, on every birthday, my parents would take me on a mystery trip. Sometimes it was to the zoo or camping, and sometimes it was to try out a new ice cream shop. I waited all year long for that mystery trip, and I loved it more than anything. Today, I still love mysteries, and as often as I can, I'll devour a good one on the back porch. Historical mysteries, literary mysteries, spy novels, thrillers. Many of us now listen to podcasts that are mysteries. One of the most popular ones right now is called Serial, which resurrects cold crime cases. We watch mysteries on TV with cliffhangers each week that cause us to come back over and over each week for more. Why do we love a good mystery? First, I think it's because there's an intellectual challenge. A mystery is not necessarily a problem to be solved, but it's an intellectual challenge to be wrestled with. Second, mysteries tend to pull us in and really engage us. I've been known to throw the book across the room when the mystery didn't end like I thought that it should. I had become so wrapped up and engaged in the mystery. We also live in such a time that there is great emphasis on proof and answers and outcomes. A mystery reminds us to enjoy the process, patiently following the trail of breadcrumbs left by the author, often in an undirected, unsettling, even unknowable journey. The philosopher Kierkegaard said that life is not a problem to be solved, rather it is a mystery to be lived. Today is Trinity Sunday. Some will try to explain the Holy Trinity, the relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It's a doctrine in the church. Shouldn't we understand it? Answer questions about it? Dare I say, prove it? When our children were young, a dear woman named Joan gave us a green book entitled Three in One. Joan had this book as a child, and she was doing as any of us might do and passing it on to the next generation. This book was written for children and tries to take the mystery out of Trinitarian theology by explaining it in terms of an apple. One apple, three parts, peel, flesh, core. God the Father, the peel, protects the apple. The Son, the flesh, was made by God. The Holy Spirit is the seeds of faith. I read it again this week, and we actually just read it in adult Sunday school, too. I'll be honest, even with a seminary education and an intensive class on Trinitarian theology, I am confused. A quick Google of Trinity Sunday children's sermons shows the Trinity is still explained to children with apples. Some of you may have learned it that way. Others learned the Trinity is water, ice, steam, or the three tributaries of water that flow into one and then become indivisible. Some may have learned what is called Trinitarian math. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. not three. Confused? Me too. Barbara Brown Taylor, in her sermon, Three Hands Clapping, quotes one of her colleagues who says, "When human beings try to describe the Trinity, we are like a bunch of oysters trying to describe a ballerina. We simply do not have the equipment necessary to fully understand something so utterly beyond us, but it has never, ever stopped us from trying." So perhaps we all agree the Trinity can be confusing and hard to describe, but we also love mysteries. Martin Luther, as many of you know, claimed that the Trinity is a mystery, a heavenly mystery which the world cannot understand. We're okay with mysteries. We even love mysteries. But are we okay with the Trinity being a mystery? Or do we need to understand the Trinity? Do I need to be able to put the Trinity into a sound bite for the children to understand? What if we treated the mystery of the Trinity like we treat a good mystery book from the library? What if we couldn't put it down, but keep on reading? Keep looking for clues. Keep seeking God on our journey through life. What if we enjoyed the unsettling, undirected, and unknowable journey, picking up the breadcrumbs along the way? What if we, like Mary, at the mystery of the Incarnation, what if we treasured the Trinity in our hearts, embraced the relationship that God is offering to us? Jesus said in our gospel text from John today, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Jesus says that we might lack the capacity to understand. It might be like teaching calculus to a third grader, or understanding why our loved one struggles with a terminal illness, or grasping just why the tornado struck there, or a mother died in childbirth, or why we can't break the hold of an addiction. Jesus also tells the disciples that the truth is sometimes too painful to bear. Perhaps the truth that we have not loved another unconditionally, or we have not truly forgiven, or we have walked over the poor on the way into our office building, or justified corrupt politicians, or been okay being number 49. The community of disciples didn't have the capacity to understand and accept that Jesus was going to die, be resurrected, and ascend to the Father. They hadn't been through Easter yet, or Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came into their lives. We have been through Easter. We've been through Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came upon us in baptism. But we can't still always grasp and accept the truth of the Trinity, or why bad things happen to good people, or that we are sinful people. Beware those who claim they do have a lock on the truth. Beware those who claim they know exactly what God is doing and what God will do. Even St. Augustine said the Trinity was beyond him. We can't, of our own doing, fully understand God. Our God would be way, way, way too small if we could do that. Instead, God promises to reveal God's self to each of us. So on this Trinity Sunday, don't fight to understand exactly what the Trinity is and is not, but embrace the mystery. Treasure the mystery. as we are patient and try our best to follow the breadcrumbs, as we look for God's presence and work in the world, as we accept all God's teachings, God promises to reveal all we need to know. Not everything, and not always now, but everything we need to know. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Think of us in this way as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries." Embrace today to be stewards of God's mysteries. Amen.